Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, people, here we go. Big Thursday here as we are, T-minus just about 40 minutes away from the very first group, Bethpage Black, Farmingdale, New York, that is also known as Long Island, the site of the 101st edition of the PGA Championship, the course that we know Tiger won at the U.S. Open 2002. Lucas Glover did it as well in 2009. You mix in a Barclays Championship there for Patrick Reed, and we got some very interesting matchups here, along with some weather updates for you. And we still have you still got about 30 minutes or so to get those last minute matchups, top 10, top 20s. And of course, when you know it, the absolute degenerate I am, is no point betting the PGA Championship if you're not going to bet the very first group off the tee for a head to head matchup, which is exactly what we've done here. So we'll go ahead and give you some of those so you guys have an opportunity to be just ultimate degenerate here, getting ready for a PGA Championship. And I'm only going to ask this once here, Dane. I'm only going to ask it once. Did you take Tony Finau? Did you throw a couple of bucks on him there to win the tournament? And did you
yeah,
throw
I got some
maybe
shares on
a
I got
few
some
shekels
on
a top 20?
Yeah,
did
I can't
you do
be
him top 20
my
as
man,
well?
Tony Finau. Yeah, I did, because here's the thing, and you're absolutely right. You know I've been on Finau. Now you're telling me the course, like, plays out to his skill set, and you know damn well. It's almost like Tony Finau's, like, parents, though, should call me and be like, Speeds, don't bet on Tony Finau, because if you don't bet him, he will win his first major yes. championship. But I was like, nah, Mr. and Mrs. Finau, I'm a ride, Tony. So we shall see. And he teased off at 6:45 a.m., it looks like. Well, actually, no, it's just his
yes,
matchup
yeah,
today.
No,
he starts at 6:45 a.m. So
that's the first tee time, yeah. So the whole day is going to start there early on. And, you
right,
know, that's
so
why
that's
it's important here.
In.
We've got We got about 30 minutes to get you caught up with the latest. There are actually some today matchups, I think, that are great that you need to get in Ooh. First. There also there's a difference between first round matchups and tournament matchups. And the tournament matchups, what makes these guys so much fun here, Dane, is that the dudes that we're going to give you here, one of them misses the cut. Guess what? You win. It's that simple. Yeah, you don't even have to.
No
it.
Sweat on Saturday.
Have to wait.
Then you can take that money
that's
and
right.
bet it on the Preakness. That's what you got to do. You got to already get that out of escrow. You know what I'm saying? So I'm hoping my guys are still alive. Leaderboard.
No wait.
And then their matchups.
No wait.
You know,
yes.
Ultimately, Tiger. In essence, I need Tiger to miss the cut. If Tiger misses the cut, I'm sitting pretty. And then we're going to bet on some four-legged. We're going to bet on some equines. On Saturday.
Equal, sure. That's right. That's exactly. We're going to enter our inner cowboy here, man, and go a little horse riding here. We're going to do that for sure. Also, it's funny, too. We got an update on the Preakness. Bob Baffert has opened his mouth and has kind of given us a kind of a glimpse behind the scenes there of one of his horses. So we'll go ahead and tell you that. We've got NBA last night, game 2. I want to personally go out of my way to thank the city of Toronto, the probably one of the classiest organizations in the world. I've got nothing negative to say about the Toronto Raptors. I think they are A1, when I tell you, a number one organization. And I want to wish them nothing but the best of luck here throughout the rest of all of their lives for the meltdown that they provided last night and the cover to the Milwaukee Bucks, who shot 3% from the floor last night. Honestly, love you guys in Toronto. You guys are absolutely outstanding. And only Toronto, only the Raptors could dominate 3.5 quarters worth of basketball. Have a team shoot close to single digits, certainly from three-point range, and still lose. And not only lose, but lose the cover. Great night. All I can say is a great night, and I have a newfound love for the Toronto Raptors here. So congratulations there. But we're also back at it tonight, I believe, with the Western Conference. So we've got a Kevin Durant update. We got some Major League Baseball news coming. I mean, we are loaded here today as we get ready. PGA talk, though. We'll get you set up with some of these matchups. You guys are going to need to know what is going on here. 6:45 is the start of the tournament. A couple of bets you guys are absolutely going to want to get in. And a big shout out, though, by the way, to Herman, man, for the Yankees, who just continues. I don't know what the hell the Yankees would be without him. Dude, that dude is added. Do you have him on any of your fantasy teams?
I do not have any shares of Domingo Herman. And to be quite honest, the funny part is I was on him early in the season. I was like, yo, maybe I need to pick this guy up. And he got literally snapped up right before me. I got beat to the punch with Domingo Herman
what
in a
round
lot of leagues that I was
what,
in.
What round was he going in?
Oh, I don't think he was drafted.
What was he?
I don't think he was drafted. I think he was a waiver wire pickup. I don't think he was drafted. Yeah. Because remember,
so
he
wasn't even on anybody's radar.
Starting rotation. No, he was not on the starting rotation, okay? He was the guy who came in at first. He was the original fill-in for Severino when Severino's injury happened, okay? Originally,
that happened the after the draft, mostly.
Severino, app. Right, you know, and so he wasn't there in the original rotation.
Oh, damn, boy. Well, congratulations, those of you who were able to snatch him up before it was... Oh, man, you got to be kidding me. That is just unbelievable what he has become, what he is molding into. And if you can get a Severino back healthy, I know everyone's focusing on the scrubs, the backups, but this pitching staff has done an amazing job for the New York Yankees. We have some numbers. We'll dive into those as well. So big first hour coming up here. Time to make it rain. It is a Thursday, people, on Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Let's do this.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's Y-O-U-T-H to 321321.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with five bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing different is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400. The safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
All right, Thursday, people, here we go. Buckle up. Big first hour here as we are T-minus about, 30 minutes away here, 33 minutes away from the first tee times, 101st PGA Championship on at Bethpage Black. It is a monster of a course. Weather looks like it's going to hold out a little bit here today, but might have a little bit rain over the next 48 hours. But other than that, it should be ready to rock and roll, that behemoth of a golf course. Tiger Woods, the numbers, guys, are just obnoxious. But more importantly, we've got a couple of under-the-radar bets for you to be able to make here in the next 30 minutes before the tee times start. Some matchups that we think are absolutely going to favor you. And, you know, we're always looking for an edge here. So anytime we can find one, we pass it along. And the degenerates that we are, you know, we're on it. So we are good to go. We absolutely put our money where our mouth is, and want to welcome you guys here on this Thursday. Hope last night was as profitable as it was for many of the Milwaukee Bucks backers.
Yeah.
Not so great for Toronto, but again, hats off to the city of Toronto. Appreciate you guys, really do. He is Dane Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri. We'll dive into last night's NBA action, tonight's NBA action. Don't forget, I'm trying to put it off as long as humanly possible because I threw up three times yesterday. I broke a window. I threw things. We will talk about the Jets coming up. I don't want to start with that because I don't want to get aggravated again. I want to get these bets out of the way first. But yes, we will dive into the New York Jets being the New York Jets. Okay, so let's talk about some of these matchups here today. I want to get these in for you guys because big difference, first and foremost, you guys should know about. When we talk about matchups, you've got matchups every individual day. So matchups round one, round two, round three, round four, okay? You can obviously, you've got to get those matchups in before they tee off for the individual rounds. But for the tournament, you better hurry up and get them in now before the first group tees off, which is at 6:45. And that's important because those are some of the really cool bets, because some of the matchups, it's kind of a tournament matchup to me is all about fading. Who are you fading? Because if you're fading, you're probably saying they ain't hanging around to the weekend, right? They're probably going to miss the cut. And if they miss the cut and the guy that you pick is actually playing in the weekend, you win automatically. So you don't even have to sweat anything out over the weekend. And we talked about yesterday what sort of person or what type of golfer might win this tournament based upon this being such a unique golf course on the tour. And, you know, we've seen it five times in big major spotlights and tournaments, U.S. Open twice. So we've seen it enough to kind of have an idea of, we've got enough data to go, oh boy, this is what's going to be required. And we told you, you better be long. You better be in the middle, because there is a huge difference with this particular golf course, especially with the size of the greens, blind shots. You better, there is a big difference between hitting an 8-iron into a green and hitting a 5-iron. And ultimately, at 7,500 yards, that's the difference here. That's really the difference here. Being able to go at greens with a, you know, a 9-iron, 8-iron, hell, even a 7-iron, whereas opposed to some of the shorter hitters, the Jordan Spieths of the world, guys, they're going to be hitting 5 and 6 irons into greens all day. And of course, they're good, but we all know you are not getting it nearly as close.
There's more variance there with those clubs.
Way more. So guys will tell you all the time, as I remain frozen on the screen there, but guys will tell you all the time that, yeah, we want to be able to get, you know, guys like Bubba Watson here who hit the ball, you know, 400 yards. They're going to be hitting.
Tony Finau.
Tony Finau's another monster. So keeping that in mind, the tee time, the very first tee time that I took a bet on this morning, because I'm that kind of degenerate, 6:45 right now. You've got the group going on. Very first group of Rob LaBritz. All right.
Sure.
The very famous Rob LaBritz. Going up against Bo Hostler and J.J. Spahn. Now, Bo Hostler, J.J. Spahn, yeah, these are some stragglers here on the tour. I'm sure you've heard of them before. They've been around for a little while now. You've probably not heard of Rob LaBritz, because neither have I. But the J.J. Spahn-Bo Hostler matchup for the first round right now is something that that you probably should get on. I got on it here this morning, and here's why. We're always looking, right? We talk about for edges. It's very interesting with golf because of the amount of rounds these guys play, the amount of tournaments, and our ability to pull out some analytics and find some, you know, find some angles with all those numbers that we have. Because especially with golfers, they tend to be creatures of habit, right? Okay. So when a guy is going one direction, it's not like, oh, it was just one round. Like, yeah, no, we start to see a trend after 20 rounds, 30 rounds, that kind of situation. So here's what you're doing. You need some instant gratification. You want to start the week off right. You want J.J. Spahn over Bo Hostler. You can get it at a minus 105. You've got a one. Okay, so it's moving. So that's what I'm
talking. Am I on Spahn or Hostler? I know nothing about this.
You're on
Spahn. I am blindly telling you here, Joe.
You are going Spahn, and here's why. All right?
They
are
Spahn. Off the first group.
6:45, all right? And here's the metric that you need to know about this, guys, okay? Spahn ranks 20th this season in all of the PGA Tour when he is an early opening round tee time. So when he
early
is
bird gets the worm.
He is early bird. When he is like under 7 a.m., guys, he averages 68.
Nice.
He averages a score of 68 when he does this, okay?
Crack of dawn Spahn.
Hostler, okay, ranks 105th. At 71. All right. So now, again, maybe it doesn't mean much, or maybe, you know, like you said, maybe Spahn's a morning person, loves chasing the, you know, and there are guys like this. I know guys like this. I've played guys like this that were like, all right, dude, I'm going to be at the golf course at 5 o'clock. Meet me there. And I'm like, what are you doing 5 a.m. like at the golf course? Like, you know, like, no, we got to get it out. We got to get guys just love that. And Spahn is one of these guys. Bo Hostler, from what I understand, enjoys a heavy snooze button, maybe a few libations the night before.
Sure.
So he doesn't nearly, I mean, the splits between afternoon starts and morning starts for Hostler are crazy. We're talking almost a 2.5 stroke difference. So having that information at that price, give me J.J. Spahn over Hostler here today. I'll take a gamble even before the sun comes up here. Give me Spahn over Hostler here this morning to start it off. And I'll give you one other crazy one along the times of I'm telling you, brother, right? And this is what I do, people, okay? I have no life. This is what I do all damn day. Phil Mickelson and Rory McIlroy today, round one matchup.
Yeah.
Two guys that, I mean, let's be honest, I have no idea what the hell you're going to get four rounds with these guys. Like, Phil opened up. He won at Pebble Beach, and everyone's like, yay, Phil. And then, like, he's all over the map. Misses cuts, shoots 68, then he shoots 78. Rory, I have no idea. Like, Rory should be top 10 in every damn tournament, except he's not. Like, I don't know what it is with Rory McIlroy, one of the most frustrating guys in the world to back. But I'll give you an even obscure stat. You ready for this? All right? In the first round of this season, okay, between Phil Mickelson and Rory McIlroy, Phil Mickelson ranks fifth in scoring, all right? And Rory McIlroy, not too far behind, he ranks 14th. Phil averages about 68, Rory about 69 and a half. So that's pretty even, right? Yeah. Except when you look at the late tee times for these two guys. Everything changes when you get past 12 o'clock in the afternoon for a tee time, all right? Meaning, these guys are teeing off at 1:38 together today, 1:38 this afternoon.
Right.
In five Thursday afternoon rounds so far this year, Mickelson scoring average after 12 o'clock, 68. McIlroy, 72. So now, look at this price, dude. You got Phil Mickelson plus 180. So, yeah, we talk about, you know, all right.
Love those plus numbers.
Let's see. Well, you know, plus 180 is worth a couple of shekels. I'm just throwing it out there. All right.
Oh,
get
like
these bets in. Damn it. Hurry up. Get them in.
All right. It's a commercial break. JJ Spawn. Let's go.
Get Spawn in. Hurry up. Get Spawn in.
Let's go.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
This place is great. Where are we?
We're at Quintas.
Quintas?
Guntitas.
Oh, you mean meat farms?
It's Genta's Meat Farm Supermarket. Genta's Meat Farms has 9 locations across Long Island, bringing you local farm fresh produce, butcher shop quality meat with custom cuts, and bakery fresh goods all at the best prices. Genta's Meat Farms. You might not know how to say it, but you know where we are.
Genta's!
It's not just fresh, it's Meat Farms fresh.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech.com. Proudly made in America.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 fantasy football package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Full-time fantasy.
Some of you guys play in first come first serve league, so a lot of these guys are probably gone at this point. You know, you really have to stay on top of the news, and you got to be quick to the trigger, man. You can't even really sleep in those leagues. And I don't play in any leagues that have first come first serve because it's not right. And this is, again, from the perspective of someone who could take advantage of it. And I just don't think it's right.
Weekdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Welcome back to Make It Rain here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Dane Martinez, Joe Ranieri. We're getting him back in a hot second. One thing I want to let you guys know on, we're going to transition to the NBA and game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. But earlier on in the show, before we started talking J.J. Spawn and Bo Hausler, one of the things we were also talking about, Joe, is Domingo Germán.
Yes.
Okay, I looked, right? Domingo Germán is now the number four rated pitcher in fantasy baseball, okay? But then I also went over there. He's 85% owned, Joe. So that means in 15% of leagues, you can go pick up Domingo Germán right now. You have a greater chance of having Domingo Germán available in your fantasy baseball league than the Knicks had of landing the number one overall pick, Zion Williamson, okay? So it
is you're kidding. Please tell me you're kidding this, because I'm looking right now.
15% available, okay? And by the way, Joe, your boy Caleb Smith is only owned in 83% of leagues. Go grab him. Our boy Matty Boyd only owned in 84% of leagues. Okay, so sometimes Chris Paddock in the mid-80s as well. And these are top 10 fantasy baseball starters. Okay, so sometimes I'm just telling everybody, sometimes you're like, oh, someone must have grabbed him already. It is worth a check. You have a greater chance on some of these guys than the Knicks had in landing Zion Williamson, Joe. So I know I just wanted to let everybody know about that before we go in and dive into, game one of the Eastern Conference Finals, now that we all got our J.J. Spawn bets in.
I will see. I'm looking here. Germán is J-E-R-M, right? Domingo Germán. All right. Yeah. All right. So thank goodness our leagues are a little bit the leagues where he's not available in your league. Obviously, my guys are vultures. So, yeah.
But, Jesse, you never know. It's worth a check.
Yeah, absolutely. It's worth a check, guys. Get on that. You got to be kidding. We're talking about some of the best young pitchers in the game that are just absolutely dominating. Is Berrios available too? Did you even? I'm wondering if he's also.
Yes, Berrios 99% owned. I mean, some of the top guys. You know, Verlander 99, Greinke 99.
Oh yeah,
that are. Patrick Corbin is a top 10 starter. Garrett Cole is a top 10 starter. These guys were all 99% owned. But I was surprised when I look at the top. Guys that are, here, Jake Odorizzi, who, by the way, is like the number 10 or 11 or 12 starting pitcher, is only 75% owned, okay? Go out and check some of these guys,
Yep. Odorizzi, I picked up last week. In fact, it's funny you mentioned that because I did. I picked him up last week. I couldn't believe he was available. He is actually the next time out. Keep this in mind, too, in the back of your heads. He is absolutely regression candidate number one. We started to see it a little bit yesterday in the game. But he was able to get through five innings and get the win. Minnesota held on there against the Angels. But his next time out.
Angels.
Yeah.
In L.A.
Yeah. Well, no, it was home. It was in Minnesota. So keep your. Perfect. Better. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely fade material next time. Keep that in mind. There is going to be a little bit of regression. Keeping in mind, guys, the Boyds, the Smiths, the Odorizzis, these guys we're talking about, they're not going to go 30-0, all right? So there is going to be moments where you want to get on that slide when it happens, because fading is just as important as backing in Major League Baseball. So you want to make sure that you can also, you want to be able to profit even when, even when some of the better pitchers aren't doing well. And listen, the Houston Astros, all right, guys, what can I say? Yesterday, Dane, it was hysterical. We've talked about this now the last couple of weeks, how just take the damn run line. Like, take the run line with the Astros. They've been unstoppable. They're a money-making machine, right? And then, of course, yesterday, what do we see? We see the run line -1.5, almost at $3. They went off at almost a $4 favorite against the Tigers with Verlander going on. The first five line was almost $3. Quietly, obviously, it's no secret the bookmakers are hopping on this and going, yeah, no more, guys. Like, there will be no more -150, 125 for the...
Lay the juice there. Yeah.
Yes, until further notice, you're going to have to lay $3 and $4 in order to be able to...
It'll cost you.
It's correct. I couldn't believe it. I was like, -4. So what I did, and this is an alternative too yesterday, is I said, screw you. I ain't laying the $4, although I was this close to doing it. Mm-hmm. What I did is I went into the alternate lines yesterday. And those of you that have never dabbled in that, it's made for exactly this scenario. So there was an alternate line of the Houston Astros laying 2.5 on the run line. And that was only minus 135. Okay. So there was a big drop off going on there. So you were able to get the Houston in the alternative lines because if they're going to win by one, they're winning by more than 1.5 anyway. So, right. You know, to me, the idea of them winning by 3 at that price, I'm with Verlander on the mound, I'm good. Right. I know they're going to score a few runs. So I think Verlander is going to, and sure enough, I think they won 5-1 yesterday.
5-1.
Yeah, keep in mind, alternate lines. Don't shy away from those guys, especially if you think total mismatches, blowouts on the horizon. You get much better pricing as you start going up there on the run lines, you know, -2.5, -3. Right. You start thinking there's some big value there in order to be able to do it
with the Milwaukee Bucks money line, you know, to try and get value.
Well, it's interesting, too, because you could have gotten – you could have gotten some big – and it's across all – those alternate lines are a lot of fun when you look at them. There's some monster prices. But, you know, when you're looking like at Golden State, the alternate line for them to be a – to win by over double digits, I think over 20, you could have got plus 350 on it. So there is – you know, there is some craziness there that you can guys can look at and you can find some value, whether it be – I mean, listen, do you think Golden State's going to win again? By 20 some odd point, do you think they're going to win by 15? Whatever the main line is, whatever the across the board line is, there's an opportunity where if it's doubled, let's say they're laying 5, if you think, oh no, they're going to win by 10, man, the pricing that you can get on those alternate lines is phenomenal if that's the way you think it's going to play out. Now, last night we were all on Milwaukee laying the 6.5, right?
Yep.
And man, I got to tell you, for 3 quarters there and a couple of minutes into the fourth, I think a lot of Milwaukee backers were going, and they were this close in the live in-game wagering going, oh, boy, let me hedge out of this. I'm thinking about hedging out of this. Right. And if you held the course.
I teased it down to 2.
Yes. If you held the course and if you are just throwing caution into the wind like me, you would have doubled up and went ahead and said, wow. So the Milwaukee Bucks opened up on the money line -3 bills, right? -$3. Mm-hmm. They were getting money at one point in the just before half. Yeah, they were getting money. So we were like now +125 going into halftime there. Sure. So I'm like from -3 and you still even, I don't know how you felt watching it, Dane, but I'm watching this last night and I'm going, all right, it's 59-51 at halftime. Milwaukee is hitting 8% of their 3-point shots. I mean, and they're not just missing. Like, they're missing the backboard. Like, they're missing. It's hysterical to watch. I'm like, oh, my, this is just, there's rust, and then there's whatever the hell this is. And meanwhile, in the first half, Toronto could miss. Everything they threw up, guys I never even heard of off the bench are bombing threes. Kyle Lowry all of a sudden shows up, right? So everything was working for Toronto. Nothing was working for Milwaukee. But those are the kinds of situations where you go, yeah, this might change a little bit. Second half line last night, too, by the way, -6 for the Milwaukee Bucks in the second half. And the over under was bet up to close to 113. And of course, you know, listen, it was all those points scored in the first half. You kind of had a feeling there was going to be Toronto, a little regression, a little come back down to reality. Like, you're not going to be shooting 50% from 3-point range all game. And you had to think that Milwaukee was going to get a little better. Problem is Milwaukee waited till the last 10 minutes of game to flip the switch. And they end up covering thanks to Brook Lopez, who, congratulations, Lakers. I'm glad you didn't need him, who just dominated 29 points, 11 boards. We always talk about, listen, who are going to be those guys off the bench, right? Who are going to be those role players? Well, Kyle Lowry, 10 of 15 last night, he was that guy. And what a wasteful effort that was. I felt terrible for him because we've been waiting for that game from him all playoff long. They got it, but it just wasn't good enough to beat Brook Lopez.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. I've been telling you for Toronto, and I've been saying it ever since game one of the last series, who is really, you know, when we talk about Kawhi being that one-man band, you know, and I was on early in the playoffs, I was on the emergence of Pascal Siakam, but I told you in game 7, it looked like he didn't want the ball at all. It looks like Kyle Lowry is assuming that role of Robin. You know what I mean, Joe? It looks like Kyle Lowry's like, listen, I'm closer than I've ever been before. I got this shot. I'm not going to let it slip past. I think we're seeing a different Kyle Lowry. He goes 10 of 15 from the field, but 7 of 9 from three-point range, okay? Yeah. His 30 points is really what was keeping them in it. You know, we've been like Kawhi and who else? I think the answer until further notice is Kyle Lowry. I think he's kind of showing himself as like, you know, the veteran who has been here before. We talk about the calluses of losing. He knows he has to bring his game because it looks like the moment is too big for Siakam. And he certainly is doing that over the Raptors' last few games. But yeah, Joe, did you put in a call to Brooke Lopez? Like, how did you know? And here's my thing, honestly. It's so funny, Joe, these days in the NBA. We saw it with Embiid in the last round. We see it with Mark Gasol shooting from three. All these big men now that are literally outside on the wing. And it's part of the offensive game plan to let these seven-footers shoot from 23 feet away. I think it's really weird. Every time one of these big men shoot, there was like four times when Brooke Lopez in the fourth, and I was like, ah, that's not a good shot. Oh, I'll take it. You know, it's just so weird. And I think it speaks to today's NBA. You got seven footers, you know, planting themselves outside the 3-point line to stretch the floor and are viable 3-point weapons. It's ridiculous.
It's a little awkward. It really is, especially when they're not even hitting the backboard. It's like they're not hitting a rim. They're not hitting the backboard. But here is a stat for the ages, guys, last night. If you're just waking up and didn't see the game, Kyle Lowry was the only Raptor to make a field goal in the fourth quarter for the Toronto Raptors. That's all you need to know about what happened to Toronto in the final 10 minutes of the game. Just absolutely crazy. More on that game, plus tonight's coming up here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
I weigh 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, yeah, I'm just going to try it. My pants are, like, falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with five bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631.
All All right, guys, you know, the Raptors went full minutes without scoring last night in the fourth quarter. And I don't know, did you see that coming? Did you get any money, you know, some easy money there if you were all over it? If not, I got a great opportunity for you never to miss another opportunity like that. Simply go to pointsbet.com/grid. Get yourself open a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, love this about PointsBet as well, they offer their own betting concept where you are actually rewarded by how much your bets win by.
This is crazy.
Yeah, so, you know, if you take, let's say, the Giants laying three over the Redskins and they end up covering by seven, you'll end up getting seven times your stake. How cool is that? So thepointsbet.com/grid, that's where you go. The promo code is GRID, G-R-I-D. Go ahead and get yourself those two risk-free bets up to $1,000. Guys, get them in. Get it today. I'm telling you, get it in there, guys. It's unbelievable. The promos that you can do right now. Yeah,
as I wonder sports if that's wagers. In all sports, Joe. You know, because the margin of victory in baseball and a margin of victory in, like, oh, I don't know, college football come early season, September college football, are a little bit different. You know what I mean? Like, can I get this with, like, Alabama versus, like, you know, Northeastern Kentucky State in week two of the college football season? Because, like, let's giddy up on that one.
It's get it going, people. There are great opportunities and smart ways. In fact, earlier this week, I believe DraftKings has a sports book there as well. It's a William Hill book, I believe, somewhere along those lines. But they had offered for like 12 hours. Sometimes they do these specials, these promos where they'll switch the odds, like the series odds, for like 12 hours. They call it like bonus odds. So all of a sudden, I believe that for a good 10 to 12 hours during the week, Golden State went from like minus two and change to plus 500. And you could have hopped on. There's obviously limitations as to the amount that you can bet. I think maybe it was up to $100 or something along those lines. But they're on the hook. If Golden State ends up winning it, they took in that promo in that 12 hours. Right. They ended up taking, they're on the hook for over $1 million if Golden State wins. So, but that's the kind of, and we've said this a million times, when sports books compete, we win. So the more popular it gets, the more mainstream it gets, it's all great for the sports better because you have opportunities to take advantage of great pricing.
Real quick, we got some golf. We got some PGA. We got some PGA odds boost right now. Okay,
oh,
we got 3 minutes left. Yeah, over on FanDuel. Over on FanDuel, check this out. Dustin Johnson has been boosted. His odds, they boost him right now to plus 1,300 to win it all.
Thank you.
That's
there
up from like 900 or 950. So you can get some boosted for DJ. Right now, Mickelson, top 10, okay, was at plus 600. They're boosting it to plus 800 right now if
there
you like Phil.
There you go, guys. Yep.
Tiger for today. Tiger for today. His round one score, his over-under was 68.5, okay? The under, if you like Tiger, we're not on that, but they boosted the under 68.5 from plus 110 to plus 150 today. Okay, so check out these boosts. Similar, Brooks Koepka. Ooh, Joe, Koepka, first round score, 68.5 is the over under. Boosted from minus 105 to plus 125 if you like Brooks today. Under going lower than 68.5. So those boosted odds are really interesting if you can pounce.
Yes, and I'm, you know what? Now that you just said that, I'm looking at first round scores here, and you said it was what, 68.5? Because I'm looking at Brooks Koepka 69.5. It is par 70, is it not? Correct me if I'm wrong.
I believe so. Yes.
Yes, I believe it is a par 70. Yes, it is a par 70, guys. So that means at minus 69.5. Am I betting basically Brooks Koepka would be one under? All right, I'm betting that right now. Don't go nowhere. Yeah, we
got to get it. You got to get it in now, Joe.
Taking it right now. There we go. Brooks Koepka under 69. I'm going under one, right? And I mean, I'm not mistaken. Yeah. This is a par 50, right? I mean,
par 50? No, I don't think it's a par 50.
Par 70. It is a par 70, right? I mean, it's not. Am I crazy here? No. Yes, it is a par 70. All right, boom. All right, that's in.
So, Koepka, numbers today.
I got, yes.
All right.
Yep, I got Brooks Koepka under 69 and a half there. Got that in right now. Boom! That's right, what we're talking about, people. All right, good. See, thank you very much there. Dane, appreciate you alerting me to that. That's how we roll.
Wherever we can find edge, baby. Wherever we find
making it rain, baby. Making it rain. But it is, you know, again, we win as sports investors because as it grows, the industry grows, the sports books, they're all competing for, you know, they're competing for our business. That's what the free market, that's what makes it so great, isn't it? Like when we all win, when we have options, because all of a sudden now that's why monopolies don't work.
Exactly.
You know,
that's why books have to offer like the good karma paybacks of the Saints in the NFC Championship game. I told you there were books that in mid-February were paying out James Harden for MVP already. You know, they have to do that to entice you to be their customer. Okay, they're advertising. That's what this is. All right, so let's take advantage of it. Sure.
That's right. Do it, people. All right, do it. In fact, the numbers, we'll talk about this after the top of the hour. They're coming in. The amount of money wagered. You don't think Tiger moves the needle, people? The amount of money wagered on the PGA Championship this year compared to last year is it's almost 300% up. And I mean that those numbers are crazy. In fact, as some of these numbers start to roll in here from some of the bigger books out in Vegas, they are on the hook and liable for there's three big names here that the money comes rolling in, because now what's happening, Dane, much like the Super Bowl, you've got Tiger in. Everyone's interested now that Tiger's here, right? You've got the story blew up about some tool bag in Wisconsin who cashes in stock. Wins $1 million. Okay. So now you've got the very casual better, you know, going, you know what? Let me throw $20 here. I'll give $10 here. I'll do whatever, which is great. But the, you know, in volume now, all of a sudden that creates huge liability for these sports books on some of the better known golfers, because they're not only taking Tiger, it looks like they're taking a few other big name guys too, as well, as long as they're at the window. So we'll talk about those coming up. We'll give you the final tally here as they are teeing off 6:45 here. First group off at Bethpage Black on the PGA Championship.
JJ Spawn.
That's right, baby. We got Spawn, baby. Spawn against Hostler. Go Spawn, man, straight up. But we'll keep you posted throughout the day, too, as well as the groups continue to tee off here. Nice weather today, too, as well, which means that tomorrow it's going to rain. Then it's going to be clear. But it was raining. Man, it was raining threes in the fourth quarter for our man, Brooke Lopez, last night. Yeah. A guy that, remember, don't forget, Brooke Lopez, the Lakers, like, yeah, we don't want to offer you anything, so we'll just let you, we'll let you walk over there. Worked out great for them. It actually worked out great for Milwaukee. This was, I don't know what to tell you. We were all focused on Giannis, and it was Brooke Lopez that ended up with the comeback here. One of the ugliest shooting games I have seen in such a long time. Dane had mentioned it earlier. It was such a weird game to watch because you've got these giant 7-foot dudes from all both sides just chucking up threes. You know, Marc Gasol was hitting them early on. Nobody else was. And it was funny, and I give them credit, that Milwaukee, as bad as they were shooting, it didn't affect how they played defense. So they were, they were chucking it up, and they were getting wide open looks, by the way, because Toronto was like, I'm not going to go out there and I'm not going to defend you from
out there.
Yeah, like, you go ahead and shoot all you want.
Go ahead.
So
I'll give you that one. Yeah.
But it was good because Milwaukee, I noticed, they were still playing defense. They were getting back. They weren't sulking. And maybe that's, you know, those are the types of little things that you notice with these teams, much like Portland, where you're going, they're not going to quit, guys. No matter how bad they're shooting, they're going to keep shooting, right? They're going to keep doing what they do, and in hopes of exactly what happened last night. One of the guys, Brooke Lopez, and the best part is teams were smart enough and unselfish enough to recognize who had the hot hand last night. Toronto did it with Kyle Lowry, all right? Everyone said, oh, Kawhi Leonard, he disappeared in the fourth. Well, there was no, he disappeared in the fourth, but the guy that was carrying you was Kyle Lowry. And let's face it, if anybody didn't think that Kawhi Leonard's legs were going to get tired here in the fourth after what he just did in game seven, right, you know, you had to expect that. It was going to be a big first half, and then you were going to need somebody else to show up, and Kyle Lowry did. Unbelievable. If it wasn't for Kyle Lowry in the fourth, guys, not only would this have covered, it would have gotten ugly in a hurry. Literally, Kyle Lowry was the one that kept them in this right up until the very end. He was the only guy shooting. He was the only guy scoring in the fourth quarter, much less shooting. Nobody else in the fourth quarter scored a point for the Toronto Raptors other than Kyle Lowry. That's how crazy it was. 0-15 they were. 0-15 from the field in shots is what Toronto was outside of Kyle Lowry. So that was really the game in the fourth there, but he kept them close. They got away, it got away from them at the very end, the last 2 minutes. But ultimately, if you're the Milwaukee Bucks, you got to go, we were putrid. We shot horrifically yesterday. And you know what? You still won. So if I'm Milwaukee, I'm going, we can play that bad and still win. I'm riding high. The confidence level is riding absolutely high. Toronto, you got to be a little deflated because of the fact that you had them. You had them on the ropes. You were about to seize home court advantage. When you have those opportunities at this point, Dane, we know this, you've got to go ahead and finish it. You've got to be able to close out and take advantage of it. And they had a huge opportunity. Unfortunately, they let it slip. But now they've got to regroup, and I'll say this again, much like tonight, do not overreact to one game here, guys. All right? What we're going to see from both of these games here, tonight included with Portland, we're going to see a different game, different matchup adjustments. So don't overreact, but just if you were on the right side last night with Milwaukee laying the six and you had the under, congratulations, but don't let it cloud what's going to happen the next game here. Don't overreact. Recency bias, it's a terrible thing, Dane.
It is. I'm going to tell you, though, here's a couple of things that I think will hold true. Okay. I do think that moving forward, Kyle Lowry will be the Robin, shall we say, and not Pascal Siakam. So I'm comfortable looking at prop bets moving forward in game two, fading Siakam and trusting Lowry a little bit more. Remember, I also told you about that betting Bucks game one and series game one. Now I'm clear of game one, and I've got the Bucks now as a series price, you know, at like minus 170, minus 180. And if you look at really the series price right now, the Bucks have gone all the way to minus 460. So that's why I did it that way. And the last thing I'll say, Joe, with this series, listen, don't forget, I mentioned that the return of Malcolm Brogdon is really important, Joe. Okay, we didn't know how much he was going to play. He played 27 minutes, 15 points, only one turnover, which is absolutely important. And Joe, you love plus minus. Go look at who led the Bucks in plus minus yesterday. It was Malcolm Brogdon at plus 18. This is a Bucks team that we thought was, you know, the best team in the East anyway, and they just got back a starting guard helping them. It's like the trading deadline came for the Milwaukee Bucks as well. These guys are dangerous.
Yeah, these feisty veterans, man, that show up on these big moments, guys. Yep, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. All right, more to come here, including a look into tonight's Game 2 Western Conference Championship next. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy.
What do you think is more likely outcome, Greg? They trade the entire farm away to get Anthony Davis and take their shot at Kemba or Kyrie. And if they end up with Kemba, Jimmy Butler, and Anthony Davis, that's still a pretty damn good three.
Yeah.
I just don't want to go lower than that. I don't want our two max free agents to be Tobias Harris and Chris
Middleton.
Not that I like those players, but they need to go to teams that already have stars. They can't be the guys on their team.
Weekdays, noon Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CARMATS, WeatherTech.com. Proudly made in America.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. They need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
Yeah, let me also just say something else annoyed the living crap out of me last night. And it's so funny because we talked about this last week, right, about the telecast, the broadcast of these games. And maybe the worst part about these playoffs is having to listen
Reggie
to Chris
Miller
Weber.
And Chris Weber.
Yeah. Oh my dude, don't get me started. I told you last week the Chris Weber
was trending at one point on Twitter.
It was
last night.
So bad last week, guys. All right, it was absolutely awful. When I tell you, it is a cliche, ass sucking. It's so bad listening to these guys. The Captain Obvious here. It's just brutal. It's so hard to get through the game with the sound on. It's hard enough with Chris Weber. Now you throw Reggie Miller in, who, quite honestly, here is Weber, and then Miller's like 1A, like right underneath, guys, when it comes to just absolutely the worst commenting, the worst play call. It just terrible. And I'm glad to see, was it actually trending last night?
It was.
Was Weber trending?
It literally was at one point.
Oh my word.
And I went there, and it was just a ton of shade with Weber and Reggie Miller.
Oh my God. I'm telling
you. You got to feel for Marv.
Poor Marv. I mean, and listen, Marv is the consummate professional. Thank goodness for him. But, man, that's got to be some sort of war crime, having those two guys on at the same time and just killing the broadcast. Just absolutely terrible. Their input.
This works like a group. You know what I mean? Like, how is this the number one telecast team?
Chris Weber and Reggie Miller commenting on the same game, guys, is worse than watching paint dry. It is nothing when I tell you nothing they say you could pull out or that you like, oh, there it is. You know, everything's a great play. It's never anybody's fault. The refs always get the right call. Everything last night, Chris Weber, well, that's a great call. It's obviously a great call. It's, it's a good call. It's, you know, they need to score some points here. Like, no kidding, they need to score some points here. Like, seriously.
The team that'll win is the team that'll have the most points.
Yes. Yeah, they're going to need to step up their game here in the second half.
Outscore their opponent.
Holy crap. Oh, my word. Just terrible. I'm telling you, mute. Poor old Marv, man. Good for him, though. All right, 1 hour here in the books. We got plenty to get to. We'll take a look at tonight's Western Conference Game 2 in the NBA. Plus, we'll talk about the JETS as much as I don't want to. We'll address it. We'll vent. Coming up here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Let's make it rain.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.